Over the last few months, NHPR's newsroom has been examining the crime landscape in the city of Manchester. The series Queen City Crime comes to a close this week, and joining me now is the lead reporter on that series, NHPR's Ryan Lessard. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Brady.
In addition to reporting in Manchester, Ryan, you live in Manchester. When residents talk about crime, what are they saying?
Well, earlier this month, the Manchester Police Department hosted a community meeting to discuss residents' concerns. And during that meeting, several people spoke up and voiced their frustrations. Many feel that the crime rate is getting out of hand and that the police aren't doing enough, like Norm Baudette from the West Side, who asked what police are doing to solve the crimes in his area.
I've talked to my neighbors. You're not doing any of this. So how is it evidence or anything that you're going to put these criminals away if you're not doing what you're supposed to do as a police officer, as far as I'm concerned?
Chief David Mara responded by saying he's got one detective dedicated to burglaries.
This one detective has, last month alone, arrested 12 people for 74 different burglary property-related crimes. So I guess what I'm saying is we are working, sir, and I apologize if you feel as frustrated as you do.
And while Merritt praised the work of that one detective, the subtext here is that he wants more officers on the force. The chief told me he wants to swear in 30 to 50 more people. That issue has since become a political issue in this year's mayoral election. I also noticed that there are a few hot spots that police have to regularly orbit, like the club scene and the skate park. But in the meantime, the force is making do with what they have by triaging crime using statistics and trying to prevent crime through community policing and partnering with social services.
So if police are doing triage, trying to make the most of their resources, how do they decide what gets priority?
Well, at the start of the series, a group of us went down to the Manchester police station and met with Chief Mara. And right at the outset, the chief talked about the importance of burglaries. He pointed to a chart on the wall that showed a spike in burglaries 2 years ago and said the department ramped up efforts to crack down on that type of crime in particular. Sure enough, as the series got underway, this summer saw an enormous rise in burglary numbers. July alone had 148, and that's compared to only 90 from July of last year. But while that's a lot in a short period of time, the earlier months saw less than last year, so when you add it up, the year-to-date numbers are fairly even. And police say they've also noticed a rise in copper pipe and wire thefts. And they say all of this is almost always driven by drug addiction, especially to opiates like heroin and oxycodone. Manchester's undercover narcotics team has made some significant drug busts this year, including one that resulted in the largest amount of heroin seized by the city at one time. But they have no illusions that they're stemming the tide.
Now, on that focus on burglaries, aside from the rise that you mentioned a moment ago, what's the thinking in police circles about why to focus there?
Well, we heard time and again about the broken windows theory. The theory suggests that small, visible crimes can escalate quickly to more serious crimes, and residential burglaries have the most noticeable effect. The chief says that there's an important psychological consequence to having your home broken into that can be the death knell to a safe community. When people stop expecting their home, their temple, to be secure, there's a serious reduction in the quality of life that can be worsened by an exodus of law-abiding residents.
What did you find about violent crimes like homicides? How is Manchester faring there?
Well, police caution that homicides are generally anomalous events, and we should be careful not to read too much into past patterns. That said, this year is already slightly above average from the past 5 years. All but one have been solved, and statistically, most of those homicides from the past 5 years happened in the last 3 months of the year. So we'll see what happens.
You mentioned that crime has become an issue in the race for mayor of Manchester. What are the candidates saying?
Well, first, let me say that police believe overall crime rates in Manchester are not out of the ordinary for a city this size, but people are still worried by what they see. Mayor Ted Gatsis says that things are getting better. He points to cleaner parks and recent arrests. But when the police department's need for a $38,000 fingerprint analysis kit became apparent, he chimed in to make a campaign promise. Here's Gatsis speaking up during the recent community meeting.
Because what I'm hearing out here, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars that are being stolen. And if we as a city can't step up and find 38, we found 300 and some odd thousand dollars to get police tasers. We will find $38,000 to get you that kit.
And Democratic contender Patrick Arnold is trying to defeat incumbent Republican Ted Gatsis, so Arnold is more likely to make it a bigger issue, saying crime is getting worse. He was the first to bring up crime and criticizes Gatsis's handling of the problem and for vetoing last year's request for more cops. Recently, Arnold came out with a bulleted public safety plan that includes things like making a special investigations unit for home invasions and steadily increasing the police complement by a few cops each year.
And HPR's Ryan Lessard, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brady.